As COVID-19 rages across the world, Puerto Rico officials are walking back the steps the island had taken toward reopening, including issuing a new travel advisory that postpones inbound tourism. So far, there have been nearly 12,500 cases of the virus on the island, and at least 180 people have died. Danica Cotto is a correspondent for the Associated Press covering the Caribbean, and she joins us now from San Juan. Danica, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what does the new travel advisory actually do? It's a little confusing on first read or second read even.
It is. Overall, the tourists were never banned from visiting the island. The governor has tried to limit flights from hotspots, and her most recent request targeted flights out of Texas and out of Florida. But in the end, she needs approval from the FAA to do any of that. So earlier this year, the government said they're preparing, to reopen for tourism. And then they just rolled that back last Thursday when the government announced, we're pushing that back. We've seen a spike in cases. Basically, please stay home. Don't come to Puerto Rico. There's fragile healthcare system as it is. And there's been a lot of videos and pictures posted on social media showing certain tourists flaunting, the governor's executive order, refusing to wear face masks or going to the beach when currently that's prohibited unless you're exercising on the beach.
And Danica, I was just going to say, can you tell us a little bit more about the tension that we're hearing between the tourists who have already come to the island and the Puerto Ricans on the island right now? It feels like there was a confluence of a couple of things, cheap tickets potentially to get to the island and more. Like, where are those tensions rising?
They are rising. There's a lot of outrage in Puerto Rico, and it's growing. You have to remember that people here spent nearly 3 months on lockdown. Puerto Rico had one of the longest lockdowns in a U.S. jurisdiction that began in mid-March. People, responded to that executive order, and now they're saying, well, we worked so hard, we stayed indoors, we made a lot of sacrifices, only to have people from possibly states, including Florida, Texas, and elsewhere that have a high number of cases. They're coming to the island. They're not wearing their masks. And so there's a lot of anger, about this, a lot of frustration, because there's only so much, people on the island can do. And experts have noted this, too. They said part of the problem is that the government keeps closing businesses, but what they should be targeting is controlling the number of visitors and making sure that they do adhere to the executive order. Some of the new measures have dissuaded tourists to the island. These include requiring proof of a negative molecular test 72 hours prior, that has to be taken 72 hours prior to travel. And officials note that daily arrivals have dropped from 7,000 to 5,000 in recent days. So there is, the measures are having some effect, but as you mentioned, there's very cheap tickets, and there's a sense that, anything kind of goes in Puerto Rico, which is not the case. So there is a lot of outrage, against people who sort of flaunt the orders that are in place to curb coronavirus cases.
Danica, Wanda Vasquez is the current governor of Puerto Rico. How do Puerto Ricans feel about her leadership so far through the crisis?
Well, I'd say it's changed. Back in March, she was highly praised by many, not only experts, but Puerto Ricans, for implementing an early lockdown that, health experts say did have a positive effect. But since then, people and again, experts as well, believe that she has mishandled the pandemic. About a month ago, she reopened bars, churches, theaters, gyms, beaches, and this, contrary to recommendations from a government task force that was appointed early on in the pandemic, saying, these openings are coming too soon. We don't yet have a good idea of what's going on the island, given at the time that not so many tests were being done and that officials didn't really have an idea of what the real-time situation was. So she's received a lot of criticism for that. Then last week, she announced major rollbacks. Again, certain businesses were closed. Beaches went back to being available only to those doing exercise.
Danica, let me ask you a question, though. In terms of the treatment, the two groups we're thinking about here are tourists and Puerto Ricans who live on the island. Are tourists allowed to go to the beach?
Well, nobody's allowed to go to the beach, but there have been pictures on social media of tourists sitting on the beach in, the popular district, tourist district of Condado. You know, people sitting on the beach, which is not allowed. So that also is creating a lot of outrage against what some people feel is different treatment. You know, there are some regulations that are being more followed in terms of, you know, like banning visits to the historic part of Puerto Rico's capital, which is known as Old San Juan. Nobody except people who live in the popular nearby islands of Vieques and Culebra can take ferries. No alcohol can be sold on Sundays. So there are certain measures, regulations that are being enforced, but people feel that tourists are kind of given, you know, more of a leeway in terms of the mandatory use of masks and what spaces can be used for entertainment.
Danica, what has the federal government response been so far? I mean, we saw a preview of that response after Hurricane Maria under President Trump, at least. Are we seeing similar attitudes toward the island and its COVID-19 pandemic?
When it comes to the FAA specifically, there's been no response to requests to limit flights from hotspots. And experts say that would be a big help in controlling, you know, the number of cases on the island. However, Puerto Rico has received or has been allocated at least $14 billion in federal funds. And of these, $3.45 billion has been for the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. Again, that has not been carried out well on the island. You know, there's been numerous reports of people sleeping in their cars overnight, trying to be first in line to obtain this type of assistance, people standing in line all day. Again, concerns, you know, of hundreds of people standing in line and not respecting, you know, the social distancing measures. So while the money has been allocated, many Puerto Ricans feel it hasn't been properly used or it hasn't been really given to those who need it the most. You know, you still have tens of thousands of people awaiting assistance. And these are people who have already been through Hurricane Maria, have been through the earthquakes. You know, they were starting from scratch back then, and they're still not at the place where they were before the hurricane. So there's still concerns over the help that's not getting to people. But again, you know, the federal government is worried about how the money is being handled, given the history of corruption and mismanagement in Puerto Rico's government.
Danica Cotto is a correspondent for the AP covering the Caribbean. Danica, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And you can hear all of our coverage on Puerto Rico at thetakeaway.org/Puerto Rico.